You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
What a matter that never happens, hardly you might hear or see such a thing. If two Yehudi, they fight, we never have such a thing. So he says, V'chi yaribun anashim yinka yisharehu be'eben or be'erov. And then things becomes a little bit hot. And then one feels, you know, why not? And give him a good punch. So now he says that he has an obligation, rapo yarape, has to take him to the doctor. So one thing that Gemara learns, that we learn from here, that you are permitted to go to the doctor and see how you can heal yourself. Because you cannot say, oh, this is from Shamayim, Gam Zalatoba, Hashem gave it. So now here Gemara learns that is given permission to the doctor to heal. So that's what we learn, because Rapo Yerapi. One thing that we learn here, Harav Rav Peninim, brings an interesting thing. He says, V'chi Yerimun Anashim, and two people fight. And then, you know, they kind of, they get very excited, and then they show their affection with a nice punch to one another. So then he says, in the end, Rapo Yerapi. So Harav wants to learn a very deep psychology, and it is that in cases that one was harmed, let's say he cut his finger, how long does he remember that his finger was cut?
Week.
No, he got the stitches. It was very bad. It was in the Salat Shirazi. He got excited, and then instead of the cucumber, he cut his finger.
6 months.
6 months. So after 6 months, then how about the mark? How long is it going to stay?
Whatever.
Yeah?
Couple
of years. Or you can do plastic surgery too. So Harav learns a very interesting thing, that the worst scenario of getting harmed, it, you know, takes some time, and then you forget. Like, let's say on that moment that he cut his finger, then you ask him, like another week or two or a month, can you explain how painful it was?
No.
So he won't be able to. Like, after 2 years, he says, what are you talking about? So now here, Harav wants to say, that only applies in the physical harm that one might have went through. But there's another type of harm that unfortunately is not that it will go away another week or two or 6 months or 2 years. That's the harm that one was hit by some type of words. What does that mean? It means that if you put down somebody, you embarrass somebody, this type of cut never goes away. Physical cut, after a while, it disappears and it will go away. But, Chas v'Shalom, if somebody put down people, right, exactly. So then, it's not like the other physical type of harm that one might have gone through. So what's the message here? Because in the Pasuk says, V'ki yerivun anashim, when people to fight, and maybe they get physical. In the end says, Rapo yerape. What does it mean? The healing comes. It's going to be healed. But that's only on physical part. But You tell a kid, you know, you're no good. What is wrong with you? Why are you acting like this? You're never going to get better. You're always going to stay here. Then he's going to believe you. He's going to believe you. Like a teacher that, chas v'shalom, you know, puts down the kids. Maybe he was in a way physical too. But when the kids were punished by him, they forget. But whatever that he said 30 years ago, they still remember. It's still in their head. It's stored in their head. And why people do this? Why? Why people put down people? Why they embarrass them? Why they tell them terrible things? Why?
Because they could not do it by themselves.
They feel the same way about themselves? That's why they tell people this?
They feel good. They feel good when they say it. It gives them an instantaneous satisfaction. Obviously, it's a wrong kind of satisfaction. It's to feed their anger.
What does anger mean?
Like frustration with the moment, lack of emunah, you don't get anything.
So if someone gets angry, what is exactly he's trying to tell you? Why did he get angry?
Because he doesn't.
I know, but at the moment that he gets angry, what happened exactly? Why he gets angry?
Lack of emunah.
No, I'm not talking about the cause. I'm saying, and that moment, why he decided to get angry?
Because he wants to say I'm right, because it doesn't
work. No. Why people get angry? Like, let's say, you come home and you expect.
Doesn't go his way.
Oh, wait. Once again. When you come home, what do you expect?
Hot food.
The food is on the table.
Yes.
So if it's not.
You get angry.
So you get angry. Why you get angry? Because there's something missing. Right. So now you have an appointment. So then you arrive at the place, and what do you expect?
Person to be seen.
No. Before you get to the building, well, what do you do with your car?
To park.
So now, what do you expect?
There's
a parking space. You don't want to go up and down the building. You're not working for the space. So that means, again, there's something missing, right? So now, the whole cause of the anger here is, you're listening. Because something is missing. People get angry because something is missing. What do they want? So now, when they get angry, so that means, help me! I need help! Anger means, I need help. That's what it means. People that get angry, actually they're saying, help me! Help me! I need help! So now, their weakness, the shortcoming here is that whatever that defeat is missing, they presented in the time of rage. I want it. Why is that in this? You have to do this. Why are you doing this? What is wrong with you? So now here, this is the easiest prepared weapon that people use. Because you sit down and have patience to talk to people, you don't do this, don't do that, what do you think, what's your idea? It takes time. You don't have time for this. You want to go have, you know, a cup of your coffee and this, you know, I don't have time for this. So what do? You scream, you shout, you put down, and then you got it down. And that's the unfortunate thing that people, unfortunately, they habited, you know, to just go through the rage and create a cut that no stitches can cure it. There's no such a thing. And that's how the beautiful message of the Pasuk is, Ki yeribun anashim veika ish edrehu. If they fight and then one hits the other one, then in the end says, Varapoya ape. What does it mean? That means there is a chance of getting help. But that's only the physical. But, Chas v'Shalom, When you make a remark, ay-ay-ay, there's no stitches for it. You cut through, that is nothing can fix it. And that's how, you know, you have to be on guard, very, very careful. Yes, you know, in life, things are missing. It's not everything perfect and in order. The matter here is, you have to be very cautious how to handle the circumstances. Don't cut that there is no cure for it. Watch out, watch out. You have to be very careful, very patient, you know. Chas v'shalom, don't cause a harm that there's nobody who can fix it. Well, of course, but it's not, even though that people, they might forgive, but they never be able to forget.
But
it's not that, you know, that they don't want to forget, but the unfortunate thing here is that even though that you want to forget about it, but your system doesn't permit you because you're hurt severely, and then, you know, it stays with you, and that's what people, they have trauma from the childhood that till, you know, the old age, 30, 40, 50 years, they're trying to delete it, and they're not able to. Of course, you know, there's a way, you know, if they really want to, you know, to get it up. But it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. And that's why we have to be careful, you know, as far as the family, friends, you know, there are better ways always to make a better communication. And don't use the, you know, the rapid way. No. To get angry, you know, to shout and so on, and say things that, you know, it's not right to say. Hashem is like, you know, to be able to bring Yeshuot and Nachat and Samachot, Le'avinu Shebashamayim, Be'ezrat Hashem.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.